You can find a seat. Close your eyes. And simply take the time to feel yourself arrive. You could first become familiar with the space around you. How do you perceive it? How is it felt? What do you hear? What do you smell? What does it communicate to you? When you've become more aware, more familiar with it, turn now your awareness to the space inside. To the body, but also to the mind, to the emotions. And in your observation, both of the space outside over the space inside, there is a softness, a kindness, something very loving. Now, for a little moment, I want you to become aware of the front of your body and the way it communicates with the space in front of you. Allow your breath to bridge both spaces. And then you'll move to the back body, feeling the way it communicates with the space behind you. Now, allowing your breath to become a little more present, a little deeper, you're going to add a very simple movement. You're going to simply allow your spine to round on your exhalation, releasing your head forward, your shoulders forward, as if you wanted your head to touch your feet, move towards your legs. And then on the inhalation, you lengthen the spine, the torso back up into the verticality. But now, what you'll do, you'll exhale to round. Engage a soft Mula Bandha, and then on empty lungs, just stay in this rounded position and be more aware of widening the back body. And then on the inhalation, you straighten up again. And repeat. Exhale, slowly exhale to round, engaging a soft or Mula Bandha. And then at the bottom of your exhalation, you want to stay. Keep lifting the pelvic floor. Draw the belly slightly in and up, and really feel the back body spread, widen. When you need to inhale, just straighten your spine. And do it one more time. Exhale to round at your pace. Empty lungs retention. And when you need to inhale, simply straighten the spine up. Just let it be here for a little moment. And then we'll do the opposite. So just slide your arms behind you. Just bring the fingertips on the floor behind your bum a little further away from it. And this time we'll move into the arch. So drawing the lower belly in on the exhalation, you'll move into a very light arch on the inhalation, lifting the chest up, maybe lifting the chin up very slightly. And the exhalation takes you back into the vertical line. And we do that again. Inhale, moving into a slight arch, and this time you hold the breath in while you're open, and you want to feel even more openness, even more spaciousness across the front body. And then exhale, return to verticality. Twice more. Low belly in as you inhale to the top. Slight arch, hold the breath in. And feel more openness in the front body. Exhale, return to a neutral spine. And then you'll do it one last time. Inhale to the arch, holding the breath in for as long as it's comfortable for you, no pressure. In the head, in the eyes, and then you return to a neutral spine, releasing your arms again, hands to your legs, and just let it be for a little moment. Aware of the back, aware of the front body. You now allow them to meet in the center, feeling the length of your spine. And with a soft ujjayi, you're going to breathe along your spine. So together we breathe in, up along the spine, and together we breathe out, down along the spine. Breathing in for five, four, three, two, one. Breathing out for five, four, three, two, one. In for six, five, four, three, two, one. Out for six, five, 4, 3, 2, 1. In for 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Out for 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. In for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Out for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Carry on at your pace, maybe with a soft ujjayi. Just a regular breath in, breath out. And with lots of presence, lots of focus on your breath, you're going to slowly open your eyes and you can shift your position to an all fours. And we'll simply move from all fours with an arch to a child's pose. But as you transition from one to another, work your spine so that you are very aware of the stretch, of the spaciousness across the back body and then across the front body. So on the inhalation, you move through all fours, you move into a soft arch. And on the exhalation, you slowly round the spine, taking your time to feel the back body spread before you come to child's pose. Inhale, you move forward onto all fours. And exhale, you move back into child's pose. And maybe you're still using this soft ujjayi. Next time you exhale, just press yourself into downward dog. Taking your time to settle your pose. Your legs don't have to be straight. You can move a little bit, or you might want to stay still in the pose. And then we'll work our bandhas here a few times. So together we breathe in. Bring the chin in just very lightly and exhale to the point of Mula Bandha. Now on empty lungs at the bottom of your exhalation, add Uddiyana Bandha. Suck the belly back and up. Hold that for as long as it's comfortable, then release the belly so you can inhale. And exhale. At the bottom of your exhalation, lift the pelvic floor, hold on empty lungs and add Uddiyana Bandha. Lift the belly up. Release the belly mindfully before you have to inhale. And repeat. Exhale, slow deep exhalation to the point of Mula Bandha. Bottom of your exhalation, add Uddiyana Bandha. For as long as it's comfortable, as it is comfortable, and then release the belly so that you can inhale. And this time just exhale, stay in downward dog, but resume the breath. And then when you're ready, you'll walk to the front of your mat into Uttanasana, forward fold. Your feet for now can be hip distance apart. Feel that you're hanging off your hips. And from the bottom of your spine, feel the wave, the ripple, which opens your heart forward, extending your spine on the inhalation, halfway lift. And on the exhalation, you fold over the legs again. One more time, inhale, lift the heart halfway up. And exhale, fold onto your legs.
This time, open the heart halfway up on the inhale and draw your left foot back. Left foot back, the left foot, the left knee on the floor. Come onto your fingertips and just lift your chest forward and up. That's going to be your inhalation. On the exhalation, you straighten both legs. Don't move your feet, just straighten the knees and fold onto the front leg, releasing your forehead towards the right shin. Inhale, come to the previous one. Bend the front knee, lower the back knee to the floor, lift your chest forward and up. Exhale, straighten both legs, fold onto the front leg. We move from one to the other. Inhale, bend the front knee, lower the back one. You keep the fingertips on the floor. You just move a bit more into an arch here. And then exhale into the fold. Let's do it one more time. Inhale to the arch. Exhale to the fold. This time, bend the front knee on the inhalation. Maybe don't place the back knee down and just step the back foot forward. Return to the forward fold, Uttanasana. Then lift the heart halfway up, inhale, and draw the right foot back. When the right foot is back, come and bring the right knee on the floor. Stay on your fingertips and see if you can lift your chest forward and up a little more. That's going to be your inhalation. Straighten both legs. Exhale, fold onto the left one. Forehead releasing towards the left shin. Inhale, return to the previous one. Back knee on the floor. Chest lifts. Exhale, fold onto the front leg. Both knees straighten. Inhale, bend the front knee. Exhale, fold onto the front leg. One last time. Inhale, bend the front knee, lower the back one. Exhale, fold onto the front leg, both legs straighten. And this time, inhale, bend the front knee. Don't bring the back knee down and bring your back foot forward to Uttanasana, the forward fold again. We're going to open the heart halfway up again, but this time we'll do it on empty lungs. So together, fold it forward, we inhale. And we exhale to the point of Mula Bandha again. And then on empty lungs, with Uddiyana Bandha, you lift the heart halfway up. Bring the chin slightly in as well. Feeling this length along the spine. You stay open to inhale. And you fold onto your legs again as you exhale. Bottom of your exhalation, lift the pelvic floor, and on empty lungs, with Uddiyana Bandha as well, lift the heart halfway up. Release the belly mindfully before you have to inhale, staying long, and exhale, fold onto your legs. Let's do it one more time. Empty lungs with Uddiyana Bandha. Lift the heart halfway up. Bring the chin in slightly. It helps to contain the energy. Inhale here. Exhale, fold onto your legs. And let the next inhalation take you all the way up through a flat back, arms by the side and over the head. And come to stand in Tadasana. You're at the front of your mat in mountain pose.
Maybe you're good with your feet hip distance apart. Maybe you want to bring them together. Have a moment here to feel. Aware of the front body and the space in front of you. Aware of the back body and the space behind you. Noticing the balance that the awareness of both brings into your central axis. Now let's move very fluidly into three rounds of sun salutation. Really make those movements vast, make them joyful, make them fluid, make them beautiful. Whatever quality you put in your movement, they want to make you feel good. Lifting the arms over the head, breathing in. Fold onto your legs, exhale. Heart halfway lift, inhale. And jump or walk back, high to low push-up, chaturanga. Cobra or upward dog, breathing in. Pressing yourself back to downward dog, exhale. Three breath here. We breathe in. And we breathe out. We breathe in. And we breathe out. Breathing in. On this exhalation, bend the knees, look between your hands, and choose to walk or jump to the front of your mat. Inhale, flat spine. Exhale, fold onto your legs. Come all the way up, inhale through a flat back. Reaching the arms overhead. And release the arms by your side. Exhale. Soften into this exhalation. And again, inhale, arms overhead. Exhale, fold onto your legs. Inhale, halfway lift. Chaturanga. Walk or jump back. To low push-up position. Cobra or upward dog, breathing in. Downward dog, exhale. Soften the face, soften the eyes. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Deep breath in. Exhale, bend your knees, look between your hands, softly walk or jump to the front. Inhale to the flat back, halfway lift. And exhale, softly fold onto your legs. Through a flat back, but keep the chin slightly in so your neck stays soft. Come all the way up. And savor the release here on this exhalation, releasing the arms by your side. One last. Arms overhead, breathing in. Fold onto your legs. Exhale. Feel the wave from the bottom of the spine. Inhale to the top of the spine. Chaturanga, jump or walk back. towards the floor. Cobra or upward dog, breathing in. Downward dog, breathing out.
Deep breath in. And deep breath out. Deep breath in. And deep breath out. Enjoy one more deep breath in here. Exhale, bend your knees, look between your hands and jump or walk to the front. Inhale to your flat spine. Exhale, soften onto your legs. And come all the way up. Feel the strength in your feet, in your legs.
And exhale, you release. Arms by your side, Tadasana. Have a moment to feel here. Let's deepen this sense of presence, of balance, with a balancing pose. We'll move into Vrikshasana. So balancing on your right foot first. Let's lift the left foot to place the sole of the left foot either against the calf or maybe higher up against the thigh. And for now, just bring your hands in front of your heart. Have a moment to be again aware of the front of your body and of the space in front of it. How they communicate. And then you do the same for your back body, becoming aware of the back body and how it communicates with the space behind you. As you become more aware of both the front and the back body, you're much more able to find your center. And so then you bring awareness to the spine, to your central axis. And once you're there, if you have your balance, you can maybe reach your arms over the head, either keeping the palms together, maybe even the gaze up, or maybe spreading the palms away from each other. But if you do lift the gaze and lift the chest up slightly, stay aware of the balance between spaciousness in the front and in the back body. Make sure you don't collapse in the back body. Not much effort is needed, but mostly your connection to the earth and to the sky. Good. Let's release from this side. Bring your left foot down. Little moment on your both feet. And then you feel yourself shift onto the left foot. Bringing your right foot either on the calf or on the thigh, hands to the heart center. Grow out of the bottom leg, out of the hips, out of the spine, the crown. And then keeping the hands in front of the heart at first, bring awareness to the front body. And its way of communicating with the space in front. Then bring awareness to the back body. Feel it spacious, feel it vast, feel it widen. Feel how it communicates with the space behind you. Aware of both, you find your central axis. As you do so, bring your arms up. Maybe keeping the palms together, maybe bringing them apart. Keep feeling the energy move along the spine. You're rooted, you're connected into the earth. And at the same time, you're elevating, you're lifting, you're growing upwards into the sky. Good. And then let's slowly come out of it, bringing your right foot down. Just enjoy a little moment, the balance on your two feet. And when you're ready to move on, bring your arms overhead on an inhalation. Fold onto your legs, exhale. And let's have one more vinyasa. So lift the heart halfway up on your inhale and walk or jump back, chaturanga, towards the floor, low plank, upward dog, inhale. Moving to your downward dog, exhale. And now bring your knees to the floor. Come to kneel. Bring your bum towards your feet. Let's just sit in Vajrasana for a few breaths. Close your eyes. Nothing to do. Just be present to what is. And you don't need to put words to the experience, just feel. Good. We're going to have one more standing sequence. So you can move back to your downward dog when you're ready. And from your downward dog, we'll come to Parvottanasana. So you step your right foot between your hands, and then you shift your back foot a little further forward. Not fully halfway forward, but a little closer in that what a warrior one would be. Heel to heel alignment and the toes of the back foot point towards 5-2. You're folded onto your front leg and that's your
exhalation to the point of Mula Bandha. And again, on empty lungs with Ujjayi Bandha, you're going to lift the heart halfway up. You straighten your arms, you're on your fingertips, your spine is as flat as possible, parallel to the floor, and you lengthen from the hips forward up through the crown. You inhale here, and you fold onto the front leg again as you exhale. Both legs are straight as much as you can. Exhale to the point of Mula Bandha, and now on empty lungs with Uddiyana Bandha, lift the heart up. Remember to keep the chin in slightly just to contain the energy a bit better. Mindfully release Uddiyana Bandha before you inhale here. And we go again. Exhale, we fold onto the front leg. Slowly exhale to the point of Mula Bandha. You lift the pelvic floor. And then keeping the Mula Bandha, add Uddiyana Bandha and lift the heart halfway up. Lengthen the spine forward. Inhale here. One last time. Exhale, fold onto your legs to the point of Mula Bandha. Lift the pelvic floor. And on empty lungs with Uddiyana Bandha, keeping the chin in slightly, lift the heart halfway up. This time, inhale here, and on the exhalation, bend the front knee a little just so you have room to bring the back foot further back. Then bring the back knee down. You come to a low lunge, and you take your torso up, and you bring your arms up. So low lunge with the back knee down. Torso is up, so we're moving more towards an arch now. The arms are up. Maybe hands apart, maybe palms together. The gaze can be forward or the gaze can be up if it's not too much for your neck. And as you move into more of an arch now, pay attention to the balance between the front and the back body. For sure, we're opening the front body, but how aware do we remain of the width, the spaciousness across the back body? How able are we to feel the energy still move along the central axis? Connected to our root, but growing into the heavens. Last inhale, maybe a little further back into your arch, maybe not. And slowly release into your downward dog. Hands to the floor, bring the right foot back. Good. When you're ready to take it on the other side, bring your left foot between your hands. Step your right foot a little further forward. Heel to heel alignment. Toes of the back foot pointing towards five past. And then you exhale to fold onto the front leg, which is straight or just a little bent if you need. At the bottom of your exhalation, you engage Mula Bandha, you lift the pelvic floor. And then on empty lungs, you lift the heart halfway up. You stay here to inhale. And exhale, you fold onto the front leg again. Bottom of your exhalation, lift the pelvic floor. And now on empty lungs with Uddiyana Bandha, lift the heart halfway up. Keep the chin slightly in. Mindfully relax Uddiyana Bandha so that you can inhale softly. Exhale, you fold onto the front leg. Bottom of your exhalation, Mula Bandha, Uddiyana Bandha on empty lungs, lift the heart halfway up, lengthening the spine from the bottom to the crown. Inhale here. And exhale, you fold. We do it one last time. Bottom of your exhalation to the point of Mula Bandha. Then add Uddiyana Bandha and lift the heart halfway up. This time you inhale here. And the exhalation, just bend your front knee slightly so that your right foot can step back, the back knee onto the floor. And then you're taking your torso up. Stay really strong in your feet and in your legs so that your hips don't go too low. And then reach the arms up. You don't have to bring the gaze up. You don't have to bring the palms together. Just make sure the pose stays spacious and comfortable. And then breathe. Be really present with your breath. And pay attention to the width, the space, the comfort you feel in your back body. Once you bring more awareness to the back body, you'll be more able to feel that there's energy circulating along the central axis, along the spine. And the balance in your back bend will be much more harmonious. Maybe you take one more nice inhalation and then slowly bring the hands down and you come back to your downward dog. Yeah, take a little moment here. Allow the breath to be. See what can be released in the features of your face. And then you'll slowly come to sit. You can just bring your knees down, bring your bum down. And then you can come to lie on your back. So make sure you have a bit of space behind you so that your arms can later on extend behind your head. But for now, bring the feet onto the floor, the legs are bent. Feet hip distance apart, and the arms are along the side body. We're going to move up into a bridge pose on the inhalation, just lifting the hips. But you're going to lift the arms as well, above the head and behind you, maybe all the way down, back of the hands touching the floor. And on the exhalation, you bring everything down. Your bum comes down, and your arm moves down, move down along the side body again. Let's lift the hips and the arms on the inhalation. And bring them down again on the exhalation. Inhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And exhale slowly. Up, inhale for 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And exhale slowly. Inhale for 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and exhale slowly. Last one, inhale slow for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and exhale. Slowly, and this time you can stay with your bum and your arms on the floor. Yeah, just let it be here. The next one is going to be somehow the opposite.
You're still lying on your back. You're going to bring your knees bent towards your chest. Now, keeping your sacrum towards the floor as much as you can. On the exhalation, you're going to straighten your legs towards the ceiling, but bring your hands behind your calf muscle and maybe bring the shins a little closer towards your forehead. And on the inhalation, you bend your knees again, feet towards your bum, knees, thighs, stay close to your stomach. So exhale, you straighten the legs towards the ceiling, but with your hands, you start to bring them a little closer towards your face in a forward fold. And inhale, you release, knees bent, feet towards your bum. Exhale for five, four, three, two, the legs are straight. Inhale, the knees bend again. Legs straighten. Exhale for six, five, four, three, two, one. Inhale, they bend again. Exhale for seven, six, five, four, three, two, draw the lower belly in. Inhale, they bend again. Last one, exhale for eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. And inhale, slow inhale, they bend again. And we release. Yeah, you can bring your feet on the ground again. And here on the back, we'll do one last. That's going to balance the both we just did. One was moving into the front body, the other one was moving into the back body, and this one's going to make us balance both and travel along the spine. So now have your legs straight in front on the floor, feet flexed as if your soles of the soles of your feet were pushing against a wall. And then you're going to interlace the fingers and bring the back of your hands against the crown of your head. So your elbows are bent, your fingers are interlaced, and you push the back of your hands against your crown. It's again one where we use the bandha. So on the inhalation, you straighten your arms behind you, keeping the fingers interlaced, and you bring your chin towards your throat. Keep exactly that position with the arms there, and just exhale with Mula Bandha, lifting the pelvic floor. And now on empty lungs, keep exactly the same position, but add Uddiyana Bandha. Draw the belly in and up. So you have the three bandhas. Mindfully relax Uddiyana Bandha before you inhale. Still in this position. And on the exhalation, just bend the elbows and bring the back of your hands against your crown again. And we repeat. Inhale, straighten the arms away from the crown, bringing softly the chin in. Don't lift the head, just lengthen the back of your neck. Exhale, lift the pelvic floor, Mula Bandha. Keep the pose, arms are still straight behind you. On empty lungs, add Uddiyana Bandha, you have the three bandhas. Relax the contraction of the stomach, inhale here. You can bring your chin to neutral position and exhale, bend the elbows. You can soften a little bit, Mula Bandha, or release it completely. And again, inhale, reach the arms away from the crown, bring the chin in. Exhale, Mula Bandha, lift the pelvic floor. On empty lungs, add Uddiyana Bandha. You have your three bandhas. Release Uddiyana Bandha so you can inhale. Bend the elbows, you exhale. You have the space to do it one more time if you wish on your own, or otherwise you can already release. If you've done it one last time, once you've finished, just let the breath be. Relax your arms by your side. Have a little moment to just let things be. And when you feel ready, you can turn to one side and push yourself back up into a sitting position, a comfortable cross-legged position. Let's take a little moment of Kapalabhati. Before you start, we'll finish Kapalabhati by a full lung retention. During this full lung retention, we will have drawn awareness and energy from the root up into the heart center. So presence is in the heart during the retention. And when we release with the exhalation, will actually allow the presence to rise up into the midbrain. I'll repeat when we do it. For now, close your eyes, soften the face, make the breath comfortable. And then when you feel ready to start your Kapalabhati, you can start. So some people call it breath of fire. It's the one where the exhalation are powerful, forceful, but the inhalation are passive. So the belly moves in with the exhalation. The belly releases, moves out with the inhalation. And we do it through the nose. If you're not familiar with it, maybe practicing it through the mouth a few times helps. But really, you would practice it through your nose. So I give a couple of minutes for you to practice Kapalabhati. Be aware that the features of the face stay soft, that the feeling in the head broadens, expands. And if that's not the case and you feel contraction, then take a step back, slow down a little bit, or stop for a while before you start again. So we're going to slowly finish the practice. So you're going to go into a deeper exhalation to the point of Mula Bandha. You lift the pelvic floor. And with the lift of the pelvic floor, you take a beautiful deep inhalation, raising the awareness into the heart space. And on the at the end of your inhalation, hold the breath in. Lower your chin down. So you've got the lift of the pelvic floor, you've got the chin down towards the pit of the throat, and your present is softly resting into your heart. You're going to hold this breath in for as long as it feels spacious, expansive, comfortable. When it's time for you to release it, it's going to be an exhalation. So you're just going to let your head come to the neutral position. But as you exhale, awareness travels from the heart space into the midbrain. And then you let the breath be. So once you release, you slowly let go of the control over the breath, but you stay aware of the relationship between the mind and the heart. And slowly, you allow your mind to rest in the heart. Simply allowing the content of the mind, the movements in the mind, to soften, to dissolve into the heart. And you can feel the movement. Rather than having all the mind stuff taking you up or in every direction, just canalize them down through the central axis into your heart, which receives it, and just let it melt. And as the mind stuff slows down, quietens, you feel you encounter more and more that peace. And you realize maybe that this peace is not something that you have to find. It's something that's always there. The self is peace. But the same, when things come up, rise up in the mind, see them rise up in the mind and then let them drop further down into the heart. Let them dissolve, let them melt. If you wish to experience that peace a little longer, just pursue with this sitting moment. Otherwise, you can also slowly bring your hands in front of your heart, imprinting this feeling of deep peace. And thanking yourself. Resting in gratitude. Namaste.